Lauren Devine says she's had a lot of unfortunate experiences flying Panair.
With customer service, with reservations, with flights being delayed, canceled.
Devine has lived and worked on St. Paul Island for years. Panair is the community's only option for traveling to and from Anchorage, and Devine says many of her friends and neighbors have similar frustrations.
Loved ones not being able to get to their medical appointments, to be able to go to their family's funerals, things that could have been at least mitigated by forming a better relationship with the community.
Bad weather and long distances make it challenging to fly in the Aleutian-Pribilof region, but Devine says residents understand that. It's the airline's poor communication that bothers them. So now she's hoping that whoever buys Panair takes more time to connect with customers.
When your flight is canceled, as it inevitably will be, how are you treated? It's really important to just feel like they're doing their best. They're trying to take care of you, and I think that's something that Panair just never did well in our community.
While Devine is eager for a fresh start, others are still rooting for Panair's current owners. Unalaska Vice Mayor Dennis Robinson says he'd like to see the Siebert family buy out and relaunch the airline that they founded back in 1955.
I'd hate to see a homegrown Alaska company get sold to an investor outside.
Panair's service to Unalaska has been inconsistent, just as it has in St. Paul and the Pribilofs. But Robinson says the Sieberts understand rural Alaska and its reliance on air travel, so he's optimistic they can improve.
My personal hopes is that it's the same family that's owned Panair. They may not be called Panair, but I think it would be a good thing.
Panair CEO Danny Siebert has declined to comment on the competition for his business or say whether he's made an offer himself. The auction opens Wednesday at the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center in Anchorage. According to the trustee overseeing the sale, a federal bankruptcy judge will choose the winning bidder based on their offering price, of course, but also on their plans for Panair's 430 employees, 10 airplanes, and 8 routes across Southwest Alaska. At this point, the trustee says he's not expecting mass layoffs or any sudden changes, although the new owner will be free to adjust once the sale is complete. That'll happen sometime after the judge approves the sale and after the Federal Aviation Administration and Department of Transportation sign off on it. While the judge has scheduled a hearing for Friday, there is no set timeline for the government agencies. Panair will continue operations until the process is complete. Airline officials and the trustee have promised that the sale will not affect holiday travel or the busy winter fishing season. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.